on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
27-11, gee, what a week we've had in greyhound racing. The man who knows all about it too is John Brash. Morning, John.
Morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everybody. Yes, Sandown Park was the venue for greyhound racing last Friday night, and we had the Melbourne Cup final, the Bold Trees and other feature races on the program in $1 million night. And unfortunately, the weather turned bad for the Sandown Greyhound Racing Club, but nevertheless, there was great racing on the track. And my redeemer for Dave Gill, we spoke to Dave last Monday on the program, and he was a little bit confident going into the race, and my redeemer didn't let supporters down, was able to win the Melbourne Cup at Group 1 level on Friday night. And it was Bacali for Robbie Britton taking out the Bold Trees. We'll catch up with those gentlemen in a few moments' time as we review the Sandown Greyhound meeting from last Friday night. We're going to preview the big meeting at Goulburn tomorrow. They have heats of the Goulburn Cup and also the Fireball. Gary Clark will join us, our race caller there for Goulburn tomorrow. We'll be heading to Queensland and catching up with Darren Russell. Darren's had a big week in greyhound racing as well as a trainer, taking out the Ipswich Cup and the Ipswich Sprint on Thursday night. And then we're going to preview the upcoming Brisbane Cup meeting with the CEO of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, Luke Gatehouse. But first of all, we'll go back and review the big program at Sandown Park last Thursday night, and the Group 1 Melbourne Cup was the feature, and Poke the Bear was sent out the favourite from box number 6.
Racing. Winning the start, West on Augie. Beginning quickly was Dinah Harper. Black Opium drives with My Redeemer. Onto the first turn, it's My Redeemer and Black Opium going together with West on Augie. Right behind them, She's Gifted. 4 lengths away, Notorious Mac. Then Dinah Harper, Poke the Bear, Degani. Last, they run off the back. My Redeemer in front, leading by 2. Black Opium sticking on in second placing. Third, She's Gifted, then West on Augie. My Redeemer swung for home in front. 3 clear of Black Opium, and My Redeemer won the cup. Beat Black Opium. She's Gifted. West on Augie ran in fourth. Then the quartet.
My Redeemer for Dave Gill taking out the Melbourne Cup of 2018. And we've got Dave coming online to join us this morning. Dave, good morning and congratulations.
Yeah, good morning, John. Thanks very much. Yeah, just listening again. It's haunting ring stuff. Yeah.
Have you come off cloud nine yet?
Yeah, not really. No, we're still receiving texts and phone calls and sort of I'm still. A bit up in the clouds a bit because there's a lot happening. I'm going to Goulburn to race tomorrow. So, yeah, there's a lot still going on and it's all good fun.
Dave, we spoke last week about Rye Redeemer. We're happy with box number 1 and he basically used it to full advantage there on Friday night.
Yeah, he used it perfectly, John. That's what we knew and we were hoping, obviously. That's what he had to do virtually. He went to script. He had to get out nice and hold the fence, which we thought he would. And then when Black Opium had scooted around and sort of briefly headed him up before he pushed up again, and they were going hammer and tong. But I always felt, as brilliant as she is, and she is a freakish bitch, but I always felt we were probably going to get home harder in the last 100 metres.
And that's exactly what happened. But Black Opium was one hell of a run, and he's going to be a very, very good greyhound once he matures. And to run second in a Melbourne Cup at start number 8 or 9 or something like that, it's a great effort. But as you say, My Redeemer's had the experience, and particularly more over the 600 metres, was always going to be very strong to the line, and that's what happened. He pulled away over the final stages to come away and score very easily in 29 and 38.
Yes, he's one of those dogs that, you know, he's such a real, real good chaser, and he just doesn't want to let dogs get past him, similar to his half-sister. And he's always going to, just keep driving up and just trying to head dogs off and We're just fortunate that he has got a big motor, and it's just given us a massive sort of boost. And yes, it's just been a great ride.
As I say, you've taken out not only the Melbourne Cup, but earlier in the year, the Golden Easter Egg as well with Uphill Jill. So certainly been a big 2018 for the family.
Oh, yeah. We're just so fortunate, so lucky to win the Golden Easter Egg in April, and with like a different dog, like with Jill, and then the Harrison Dawson with my Redeemer. And then the Melbourne Cup now, and as actually, you're right, you know, what you're saying, because each hour or each day goes past, we, as a trainer, you know, you start to realise the enormity of winning a Golden Easter Egg and the Melbourne Cup in the same year. And, gee, we are so lucky, so fortunate, because I'll probably, you know, it'll never happen again to us, because it's happened to us once, and a bit similar to winning Lotto, I would say. Mm. But, yeah, we're just so... that's what's made it so good, John. It's just been a massive sort of win for us.
What about future plans now with My Redeemer? Have you got anything mapped out in the coming weeks or months for him in the near future?
Yeah, we've entered him for Sandown Thursday over 600 metres. The reason being that he's going to go to Hobart the following Thursday, but I just wanted him to have a nice sort of use his, a little bit of his early speed, but over the 600 metres, and just try and have a trouble-free run, because I know that if we, with his style of racing, sort of, you know, using a big finish, I'm just trying to manage him so he's minimised the chances of him getting interfered with. And then, hence, when we go to Hobart back over 460, that he'll be still chock-a-block full of confidence like he is at the moment, where he's just coming out sweetly. But I just want to minimise his interference, so we'll go with a 600. And then, and look, back on the one, Ben, John at Hobart, he's... you know, he has gone to Warrigal without a trial once, and was only a couple of lengths off the track record. So we know we do know he's very fast, even on a one-bend track. Albion Park, the Brisbane Cup, would have been great for him, but I just felt he would have had to trial on the two bends. He would have had to trial over the 520 metres, and sort of obviously we couldn't do it, but so yeah, that's probably the, you know, just a small factor too there while we haven't gone there. So whereas Hobart, he'll probably go without a run there, but on the one bends, I just find with this bloke that it doesn't really worry him.
All right, so that's a plan that you've got mapped out. It's a 600 metre run this week, and then over to Hobart for the Hobart 1000, dropping back to the 461 on the one bend there. Dave, thanks for joining us this morning, and we're going to touch briefly, quickly on your two runners. You said you're coming to Goulburn tomorrow in New South Wales. You brought Untold Soldier up for a look last week, and very impressive. And also you have Fernando Drums, who was ultra impressive in scoring there last week, and in a heat of the Goulburn Cup tomorrow. What about those two runners for tomorrow?
Yeah, Fernando Drums in box six in his heat. He did come out very well last week. I never got to trial them up there, which I think is beneficial. But we were just, the way it panned out, we went without a trial, and we're just fortunate, though. He did begin fast, Fernando Drums, and he is a very quick one-bend dog. He is a very fast dog. And he did jump well. Normally he misses at half to three quarters, but he goes with such a rush when he hits the ground. It looks like he's a good beginner, but he's not actually a good beginner. He's known down here as, you know, people think he is a fast beginner, but he's not. He does miss it by half to three quarters, but he rushes, and he's so quick and chases so hard that he grabs the lead anyway by the first corner. But at Goulburn, for some reason, he came out really quick, and he went very fast time. So He's going to be interesting tomorrow, and but he's good enough and fast enough if he can get a clear run. And he's had a look at the track now, which is a beautiful track there at Goulburn. And Untold Soldier, he's in the heats of the Fireball Sprint over the 350. He'll go very well. He's got box one. So he looks like he's probably, it's probably a big statement to say it, but he's probably one of the quickest dogs in Australia. He'd have to be over about the first 70 metres, the splits that he runs. And he's a very exciting little dog. He's just a short course dog at the moment. But he went super last week. He nearly broke the first split record into the wind, into a breeze, and he nearly just missed the split record. And so we gather from box one that he might even give that a shake, because he's pretty reliable out of boxes, John. He's had 10 runs and he's led 10 times. So we gather that from box one he should lead them, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a very good record. All right, Dave, thanks for joining us this morning. Continued success, I'm sure there's going to be, and Untold Soldier and Fernando Drums heading to Goulburn tomorrow for the heats of the Cup, and good luck when you head down to Tasmania with My Redeemer. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, thanks, John.
That's Dave Gill, who took out the Group 1 Melbourne Cup on Friday night with My Redeemer. The other feature race at Sandown on Friday night was the Group 1 Bold Trees for the Stayers, taken out by Bacali, and here's the replay.
Racing. Winning the start was Soda Flash. Black Impala began very fast and will lead Soda Flash early. Beckham got through to third, fourth the inside. Bacali ahead of Hot Tip, then Poco Dorado. Second last, Ebby Ripper. Last as they swing into the straight was Kazan. Around to go. Black Impala using the track. Soda Flash was able to bridge the margin down to three quarters and get up on the inside. Beckham three lengths away, followed by Bacali winding up. Two and a half to Hot Tip. Next, Poco Dorado. Then Ebby Ripper. Kazan last. They leave the back. Still Black Impala length clear. In second, Soda Flash. Bacali now comes to the outside with his run ahead of Beckham around the turn. Black Impala late for home. Bacali charging down the outside. Bacali hit the lead. He won the Bold Trees. He beat Black Impala. Hot Tip the roughie. Flash late to grab third. Soda Flash.
That's Bacali taking out the Bold Trees on Friday night at Sandown. And we've got lucky owner Noel McGovern coming online to join us this morning. Noel, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Noel, you're a Warrnambool boy through and through, and it was a great thrill to win that race on Friday night there with Bacali, because your family, the Muggan family, has an association with Norm McCulloch's family, who put the polish on the great Bold Trees.
Yeah, no, it was very special to win the race, and as you said, you know, with the connection with the McCulloch family, it was very much going back probably 40 years ago, and when my dad, they had a dog, a bitch called Val Matisse, and through that line, I've been able to breed. It's always been strong in the family, but that family line, that mother's line, come through. But going back 40 years ago, my dad gave Norm's father a bitch of the same breed to breed from, and going down the generations, that bitch produced Valisette, and I matched Valisette across to the female line that we had from all those years ago. So we crossed those, and I had a bitch called Born Alley, and she won the Galaxy in Western Australia there about 4 years ago, and now her son Bacali is won there Friday night, and winning the Bold Trees has certainly been very special.
Came from a long way back in the field, but was able to round them up and drew away over the final stages to win the Group 1. And I think we're going to see a lot more now of Bacali. He's sort of coming out of the shadows of Robbie's other two top liners, and he's making a name for himself as well.
Yeah, look, he's been, I think he's had 40 starts, and he would have won probably up 17 or 18 of those. You know, he's a little bit, I wouldn't say hit and miss early, but he probably didn't have the brilliance of his little brother, Benali, early. And, he probably just needs a bit of time in his races and a little bit of his experience. And, he's really putting it together. And, the last three wins, the last three starts, he's won there at Sandown. He loves Sandown. And, he's really showing some, the other night, everything didn't work out for him, but he is able to work his way through the field, and he usually looks for the inside, and on the home turn he knew there was no run there, so he had to go around the outside. So that's showing a very maturing type of dog, that's for sure. And he's extremely strong and wants to win. He's just I know Robbie always says he's such a great worker in the run for him. He just wants to get out and run. So, he's certainly, he can run out in front and he can set up a good lead in his races, but he showed the other night that he's certainly a true race dog, that he can work his way through the field, and full credit to Robbie, because the dog is so fit. Fit dogs, you're not going to win those races if you're a little bit off as far as your fitness. So, it was great.
Do you know what Robbie's got in store for him in coming weeks and months, if there's anything mapped out? You made a decision yourself on any race you'd like to see him go in?
The Sale Cup is coming up, and that comes up around Christmas. And I think there's a Group 3 race in Sydney, a Stayers race coming up in the next few weeks. So I think he's looking at a couple of those races, but there's always a Stayers race coming around, but, knowing Robbie, he might put him back to the 500. Who knows? Mm. He certainly is not afraid to switch up their distances. And, that's why he's such a great trainer. He knows his dog so well.
He's certainly becoming the Bart Cummings of greyhound racing with Stayers.
Well, he is. He is. His hair is not as white as Bart Cummings at the moment, but I know Benali raced in the Sandown Cup, and he ran 29.30 at Sandown, and just an explosive sprinter. And I think the heats of the $1 million race in Sydney, he'd run the quickest time there for 2 years. When he ran 29.20 or something, but prior to that, Robbie put him in the Sandown Cup, and he won a heat. Now, he didn't win the final; he led to the home turn, but he wasn't afraid to do that. And he says, if they're fit, you can, dogs are very adaptable. But he said it's when you haven't got that fitness in them, he said that's when you run into trouble. And when you look at the horse racing industry, Bart Cummings was very much like that. Any of his Melbourne Cup winners, he used to put so many miles into their legs. And, and had a great... Well, Bart Cummings could certainly get the best out of the horses that he had. And, Robbie's just a genius with what he does. Fanta Bale, I think, won... a big distance race, and then went come back and won the Australian Cup. So, he's a master of doing that.
Great conditioner. Noel, thanks for joining us this morning, and continued success with Bacali, and I'm sure there's going to be more wins in group racing around the corner for Bacali.
Well, we hope so, and, your brother's got a nice bitch out of her second litter. Out of Bourne Alley's second litter by My Bro Fabio, and they're going really well. So, some exciting times there. But the racing game is a lot of ups and downs, and people... I heard David Gill there just before, just one of the really nice people in the industry, and had done it hard for a number of years and put a lot of time and effort in, and it's just wonderful to see him... To see him... have the success he is at the moment. And I was quite astounded there. Not astounded, but the other night at Sandown, just before the end of the races, and David brought the dog and the cut and everything up in amongst the crowd, and just walking through, and I thought he's just a gem of a bloke. You know, when you look at that, blokes like David Gill and Robbie Britton, if you've got your dogs with them, you certainly know that they're in great hands and people with great human nature towards the dog. So yeah. Thanks very
much. Noel, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with the greyhounds in the near future.
Thanks, John. No worries.
Bye. That's Noel Mugovan joining us, the owner of Bacali. Well, yesterday at Richmond, they had the Richmond auction sale for 2018, and very good reports coming out of the sale that it grossed $577,000, an average of $3,500. Jeff Crawford's Fernando Bale Fantasy Royale bought the top lot at $21,000. Frank's Hurst Collision, Good Odds Angel Breed, $15,000 and $10,000. And a Collision Funky Punk pup bought $12,000. So a full list of the sale prices will be available on the Richmond website a little later on today. Well, as we've been mentioning a little earlier today, a big meeting at Goulburn tomorrow with the four heats of the Cup and four heats of the Fireball, and the man that will be calling all the action tomorrow is Gary Clark, and he joins us. Gary, good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, John. Certainly looking forward to that meeting tomorrow. It's a high-class meeting with those four heats of the Workers' Club Goulburn Cup and the four heats of the Ladbrokes Fireball, and you shouldn't see what David Gill had to say about his two runners earlier too.
Yeah, it looks as though he's got a very big opinion of Untold Soldier and also Fernando Drums.
Yeah, Fernando Drums goes around the first heat of the Cup. As he stated last week, he absolutely flew out off the A-box. I talked to David before the race last week. He's a little bit concerned about the outside. He said he is a mad railer and he's a little bit worried he might just sort of try to drop in behind him and fight in the fence, but he came out firing on all cylinders. And he ran 24.65. The record there is 24.34. So for a greyhound that's travelled up from Victoria the night before, and had a first look at Goulburn, which is never easy to do. He handled the track superbly, did everything right, and allowing for that improvement, he's going to give that first heat an almighty shake. He's got plenty of opposition. He's got last year's Cup winner champion model in box number 7. Smart Desire is absolutely flying at the moment. And you can probably throw in Smooth Blend also. So it's a very competitive first heat, but I think, you know, if he comes out like he did last week, I think David can get himself into another final next week.
The second heat, you've got one-hour parking there for Mark Knowles, who's run a time of 24.77 at the track.
Yeah, he did a lot of racing early on in his career at Goulburn over both the 350-440, running very fast times over both trips. And he's had a very good career, winning 18-45. He was over the 350 in a free-for-all last week, and he got into a real duel with Wicked Quality in the last 100 metres of that race, and there was only about a neck between them at the finish. Wicked Quality, of course, is against him tomorrow. He was having his first start at the track last week, Wicked Quality, and he lost about 2.5 lengths on the circle when he was really putting it to 1 hour parking. He just looked a little bit strange to the track, but a little bit unbalanced, and then he come back to him again in the straight. So expect Wicked Quality to improve out of sight tomorrow. 1 hour parking, you know he's going to fire out. He could nearly control the race in front. You've got Bogan Dooney, who's won 3 out of 5 there. He's racing very well at the moment for Neil Staines. And you've got the Victorian here, out in the pink here, Cavatron, trained by Paul Abella. He's only come up with the one dog from Victoria, Paul. Interesting. He's been placed his last few at Warrigal, Ballarat and Heesville. He's won 7 of 26, so he's probably the query runner there in the second heat.
Yeah, the third heat features Pindari Express, and what a return to racing it was last week after missing the kick.
Oh, you're not wrong, John. This is a very exciting pup. Look, he's probably drawn the worst box he could draw on the inside. He's just not jumping at the moment. I know Connections wanted to draw the outside. I think 7-8 would have been ideal. But look, you just got to look at the race overall last week. He didn't jump, and he took about 50 metres to really find his stride, and then he took off and he just split runners. He just rolled himself to the fence at the first corner, took over. He raced 3 in front down the side. He was 5 in front by the top of the straight. And, you know, his first two sections were only ordinary, sections of what, you know, maidens would probably run. But then you look at his last 150 metres and he's broke the run home record and he's run 24.59. As I said, the record 24.34, considering the work that he had to do in that first 100 metres of the race. He's just a powerhouse chaser, and you know he's so powerful over the last 100, 150 of his races. I think he can nearly give the 6 length start at the first corner, and knowing what he can do over the concluding stages, he could nearly run some of these dogs down. It's a big statement because he's got some opposition there tomorrow. He's got Cosmic Blend, who was in dynamite form at the moment. He ran 24.54, 2 tenths off the record at Goulburn 4 starts ago. He's won at Wentworth Park and Nowra since. She's absolutely flying. You've got Styles out on the 8 for the Lord Kennel. Step up to the 4.40, interesting here, but could easily fire straight to the lead. And, you know, the sections will be hot early. And Bogan Bomber also has got a great record at Goulburn. He's had a very good year down there. So this is a very, very strong heat. And he's going to have to do it the hard way from behind. But as I said, he's a very, very exciting prospect. And I think all eyes will be on him in the third heat.
And the fourth heat, a very open heat by the look of it.
Yeah, look, I'm pretty keen on Scientific Man here. Mark Wilcox, of course, won back-to-back Goulburn Cups back in 2013 and 14 with Knocker's Return and Natural Player. They were little brothers. This dog has always had very high potential throughout his career. He's won 13 of 22. Mark has earmarked the Goulburn Cup for this greyhound a couple of months back. As I said, he's got a terrific overall record. And he's won 4 or 5 at the track over the trip. He's got down to 24.60 there last start, and he ran 19.68 over the 3.50 prior to that, which was only about 2.5 tenths off the track record also. So this dog is low flying. He broke the 25 at Maitland 5 starts ago. He is a case for the inside. He once he finds the fence, he can really put into another gear. But look, he handled the 8 off the 3.50 2 starts ago there when he ran that 9.68 like a true professional. I just think he's getting better now. The more he races, the more adaptable he becomes. I think he's going to be very hard to beat. But, you know, Neville Brown's having a great run at the moment. He's got Nangar Ace. He's won his last 2 at Bulleye in brilliant fashion. So there's opposition there for him. Zipping Burgess, likewise, won 4 of his last 5, doubles at Bulleye and Maitland. So, again, another strong heat. But I think Mark can get into another Goulburn Cup with Scientific Man.
Yeah, it looks a great day of racing on paper, Gary, tomorrow, and we look forward to your calls coming through. The 4 heats of the Cup and the 4 heats of the Fireball there, and sure to be great racing. Gary, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck to the club with the meeting there tomorrow.
Oh, I appreciate it, John. Looking forward to it.
That's Gary Clark joining us this morning to take a look at the meeting at Goulburn tomorrow with the 4 heats of the Cup, the first 2 to make their way through to the final from each heat, and the first 2 from the Fireball for as well. Time to head to Queensland. It was a big night for trainer Darren Russell on Thursday night at Ipswich, and Darren's coming online to join us this morning. Darren Russell, good morning to you.
Hi, John.
Darren, you had a big night, as I mentioned. First of all, we'll talk about the Ipswich Gold Cup final, and Fab Fit was able to lead all the way to take out the Group 3.
Yeah, very exciting, Johnny. I was pretty confident she could lead, but I didn't know if she could hang on.
There was a bit of trouble behind her going into the first corner. Cosmic Bonus headed to the inside after beginning only moderately and got onto your heels on Fab Fit, and he lost a few lengths at that stage, and there was a chain reaction behind Cosmic Bonus, allowing Fab Fit to get away up the side the first time, and she was able to race away and win by a length and 3/4. Cosmic Bonus, a huge run in second spot, and Fire to Rain got third. But as you say, that early trouble was to Fab Fit's run there, and she was able to hang on and score in the Cup.
Yeah, that's right, mate. When you're running the section she did to the back, very hard to run down. You've got to run about 11.7 to run you down, but she was too far in front. I was only looking for him in the run, Cosmic Bonus. When Tony got behind me, I knew he couldn't get me. I didn't think the pink could get me either.
Yeah, no, a very good run by Painted Pitcher as well. He just tired the last little bit. He's got a little bit too racing experience to learn about, but you were hard and fit, coming off a Casino Cup win as well earlier this year, and she's been in everything, Fab Fit, and no doubt you'll be heading towards the Brisbane Cup heats on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'll put her and Go Lassie Go in after her run on Thursday night as well.
Yeah, go Lacey go. We'll talk about her. She won the Ipswich Sprint. You've decided to drop her back to the 400s, 395s in recent times, and she's been racing very, very well, and she was only at 1/100ths off the track record there on Thursday night, running 24 and 58.
Yeah, I've done that, John. She's been free for all at Albion Park on a Thursday night for quite a while, and she struggled the last little bit. So I thought I'd just keep her the short distance, keep the freshness in her legs, and see how she'd go. So we'll step her up this week, give her a shot at the title, and see what happens.
Yeah, she's gone close to the record at Albion Park over the 395, and as I say, she gave the record a nudge over the 431 there on Thursday night, and you were able to Quinella that race with the greyhound that I have a lot of time for out of your kennel in Lobchar.
Yeah, you stopped him one night at about threes on, I think it was, wasn't it, John? We won't say.
I did, didn't I?
We'll say it was the caller.
We'll say it was the caller this time. Yeah, no, he ran a great race in second behind Go Lacey Go, but as I said, she just come away over the final part, and you're going to step her up again over the 500 this week?
Yeah, she'll go the 500 this week. I'll have the two-pronged attack there. I've only got about three racing at the moment, so that's about it, yeah.
And, of course, there was one that you may have let go a little earlier this year, and that was Baygo Bye Bye, and we saw him recently come out and win the New Zealand Cup.
Yeah, there's no surprise there, mate. Knocked back a $100,000 offer early after his first start. I said to the bloke, I said, this is your champion. He's hung on to him, so he's won a Group 1 in New Zealand. Hopefully he might come back one day. Who knows?
All right, Darren, thanks for joining us, and continued success. And you're having a great run, as I said, at the moment. And good luck with your team going into the Brisbane Cup on Thursday night.
Righto, thanks, John. See you there Thursday. Bye, mate.
That's Darren Russell joining us this morning on Going Greyhounds. And I think we've got one more guest coming online and to speak about the Brisbane Cup heats, and that is the general manager of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, and that is Luke Gatehouse. Luke, good morning to you. No, Luke's not there as yet. So, Luke is there now. Luke, good morning to you.
I'm here now, John.
You're here now, Luke.
Yes,
alrighty. As I mentioned just with Darren, we've got heats of the Group 1 Brisbane Cup on Thursday night. You might want to tell our listeners all about the carnival.
Well, we're right into the summer carnival now. We take over now from Ipswich, who ran over the last couple of weeks, and really good final there, and congratulations to Darren on the win in the final. Was a very convincing victory to Fab Fit, and a good night for the master trainer.
So, look, we had Dave Gill on. We had Dave Gill on a little earlier, and he was saying to me that he was considering Brisbane, but there wasn't probably just enough time to get up to Brisbane to trial with the Greyhound. So he's thinking of going to Hobart. Is that something the Brisbane Club are looking at, possibly to look at changing the time that the Brisbane Cup is raced just straight on the back of the Melbourne Cup? Might not just be enough time for trainers to come to Queensland?
Yeah, it's pretty much signed, sealed and delivered, John, where the group racing committees of Greyhounds Australasia and also Greyhound Clubs Australia are putting together the 1920 calendar at the moment. We met in Melbourne on Thursday for the next edition of it, and we're looking to move the Brisbane Cup into the first 2 weeks of January from 2020. That allows the Melbourne Cup to actually go back a week and also clear the air for the Hobart 1000, and we also have the Ballarat Cup in there, which is also a fairly easy option for the Victorian trainers. So we have suffered a bit with the congestion of the December calendar over the last couple of years, particularly with prize money going up in Victoria. So we've made the move to go to January. So we're looking at the first 2 weeks in January of 2020, and it will marry up nicely with the Magic Millions, which should be on the Saturday following the Brisbane Cup final, which we'll be aiming to run on a Friday night.
Good to hear. Now, of course, you've got the heats coming up on Thursday night. What about any interstaters at this stage? Have you had any feelers out?
I know that She's Gifted will be coming. She won our Futurity back in March, April, and has gone from strength to strength, and was a magnificent run for third in the Melbourne Cup after missing the kick on Friday night. So she's flying at the moment. Her heat win was spectacular, and she knows her way around Albion Park, so she'll be a big front runner in the early markets once the fields are announced. Alpha Aeon from South Australia trialled yesterday, so I'd expect Ben Rawlings to put in a nomination for Thursday night. And we'll get the usual Northern Rivers dogs coming across as well. But we've got a very strong local contingent of free-for-all dogs here at the moment who will be very, very hard to beat.
And, of course, noms close tomorrow morning.
Yes, tomorrow at 9:30 Queensland time.
And the prize money for the final this year, Luke, for the Brisbane Cup?
It's group 110,000 in total, 75,000 and change for the winner.
All right, we wait for those fields to come out tomorrow, and we'll have a chat to you next Monday on Going Greyhounds as we head towards the final on Thursday week.
Looking forward to it, John.
That's Luke Gatehouse, the CEO of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, with heats of the Brisbane Cup coming up on Thursday night. Well, that's another edition of Going Greyhounds for this week. We'll join you again this time next Monday. Thanks, Cozzy.
Good on you. Thanks, John. John Brash at 9 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.